We're about to hear George Martin's orchestra play The Night Before, but before we do, let's consult the Monitor Almanac and find out if it's the night before anything special. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Tomorrow is National Rice Week. Ah, forget it. Play the music. Monitor 66, David Wayne here, giving the countdown for Thunderball. 3, 2, 1, 0. Sounds Orchestral. Next, Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs around the world. Here's Bob Newhart.
This is the thing. We've all gone through this. You send a suit out to the cleaners, and you get back somebody else's suit. And you try it on, it doesn't fit you. You know, you're tripping over the trousers and all that. It's not a major inconvenience, but it could be, supposing Superman got the wrong suit back in the... Now, he's got a problem. And he is sitting in his office disguised as Clark Kent. At the Daily Planet, right? And the phone rings. Hello? Hello? Yes? Yes, this is Clark Kent. The mild-mannered reporter, yes? You're holding Lois Lane, and unless we come up with $1 million by tonight, we'll never see her again. She suggested I contact a Mr. S. Yes, I know what she means. Could I put you on hold for just a minute? I have a bit of a problem. Hello? Hello? B&W Cleaners? Look, this is Clark Kent, and the mild-mannered reporter, yes. I'm fine, thank you. Listen, there's been a mix-up on my suits, and I need it. I have to go out on a job right now. I'm sure it's not my suit. Look, I brought it in this morning on one-day service. Let me describe my suit to you. The cape is kind of a royal blue with white piping. And the leotards are kind of... are kind of an off blue. No, they're not my wife's, no. They're mine. I'm not married. What's that supposed to mean? Look, maybe this will help you. On the jersey, there's a kind of red S. S for Clark Kent, yes. With an outfit like that, you wouldn't use your right initials either. Look, how would you like somebody to leap over tall buildings in a single bound and land right on your store? Look, I sometimes fly in that suit. What do you mean, you bet I do? Wait, would you check with the clerk at the plant? This is very important. Well, I have a crisis here. If you can't find it, you might tide me over with some toreadors and a blouse. Look, you can't find the suit. Is that it? I have someone on hold. All right. Hello, kidnappers? Could I speak with Lois, please? Lois, baby? Listen, I don't think we're going to be able to get you out of this one, Lois.
Bob Newhart with a super performance in Monitor on Stage. Front and center now, Eddie Arnold, who follows a long string of hits with a new one, a nice, easy, swinging one called I Want to Go With You.
I wanna go. then you know before you ask that I wanna go with you. I wanna go with you to that other world, the one your love takes me to. I wanna go. What else can I say? I wanna go with you. I wanna go with you to that other world, the one your love takes me to. I wanna go with you.
Eddie Arnold can go, but the rest of you, please stay. There's more music coming your way here on the Beacon.
Here's a puzzlement. What do these two men have in common? An American doctor graduated from a leading school, up to the minute on medicine, and an old-fashioned witch doctor. Well, they have patients in common, that's what. For the American we have in mind is a doctor for Medico, a service of care. And Medico stations its doctors and nurses in spots overseas where medicine lags way behind what we know here. Medico teams help by passing on their skills for the permanent benefit wherever they serve. Working sometimes around the clock, living in primitive surroundings, they train local doctors and nurses, and they teach their patients the basics of health. And often they gain the confidence of the witch doctors, too. For what they and we all share is the common desire to diminish human pain. And you can do just that by sending a check to Medico, a service of care. That's Medico, a service of care, New York 10016.
David Wayne with more of Monitor, and since we promised you more music a minute ago, more music you shall have, as a matter of fact, are having right now, by the new Christie Minstrels.
Show me the prison, show me the jail, show me the prisoner whose life has gone stale. I'll show you a young man with so many reasons why. Live up for fortune, go you and I. Show you a young one. the many reasons why. There but for fortune go you and I, you and I.
Leaving fortune behind, let's talk a bit about planning ahead. About your listening plans for tomorrow in particular. Be sure to put Monitor right up at the top of your list, because just a partial rundown of the talent to be heard will convince you there's no better show around. Nichols and May, Jonathan Winters, Al Capp, Joe Garagiola, Chet Huntley, Mel Allen, host Barry Nelson. Special guest Jimmy Durante, who this week revealed the identity of Mrs. Calabash. The latest news in sports, too, and lots of the best of the latest music. That's just a partial list, remember, so leave your radio dial where it is now and don't miss any of Monitor tomorrow, or today for that matter. And today we have Brooke Benton's latest song for you.
Only a girl like you could make me feel the way you do. Only a kiss like yours could open the doors to heaven. And I'm in heaven when I'm with you. Forever, my whole life through, for you are my dream come true. I'll only pray for a girl like you.
It may come as a bit of a shock to some of our Monitor listeners to learn that Fred Waring is nearing his 50th anniversary in music. That's right, almost half a century. But Fred and some of his original Pennsylvanians are still going strong, are still making concert tours of the country. After a recent concert in Savannah, Georgia, Fred reminisced a bit and also commented on the current crop of musicians when he chatted with reporter Burl Womack.
Mr. Waring, your first musical activity, I believe, was leader of a local drum and bugle corps up in Tyrone, Pennsylvania.
Well, that's true. The Boy
that's
Scouts.
Years ago.
That was the Boy Scouts drum and bugle corps.
And fife.
the people who are in the Logopedic Institute out in Wichita, these are people who have been hampered. You know, they have speech difficulties. And the response from them is as thrilling as anyone could get from the greatest audience.
I know something else that you love, and that's golf. How long have you been playing that game?
Oh, I've been playing for about 50 years, and if I had it to do over again, I probably would have been a golf pro.
What sort of a game do you have?
At this very moment, while on tour, it's pretty bad, but it's a fairly good game, I would say, four handicap in the season.
Do you manage to get in a round every day?
Every day I play a round of golf at Shawnee in Pennsylvania.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fred Waring, for taking this time to chat with us on Monitor. I know that you're having a wonderful time with these live audiences around the country. This makes the tour worthwhile.
Yes, there's no audience comparable. There's no medium of entertainment comparable to the personal performance. The performance before a live audience. There's nothing compared to it.
Mr. Fred Waring here is wishing you success for another 50 years. This is Burl Womack reporting for Monitor.
You're in the upper New York State area of Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. You're hearing us on WGY, one of the coast-to-coast NBC radio stations on which you'll find us, whether you're at home or away. I'm going to be away myself for a week or so, but I'm afraid I won't be able to hear Monitor because my destination is a river high up in the mountains of Argentina, where the world's largest landlocked salmon and trout are to be found. I hope to find some and catch a few. Wish me luck. In the meantime, this is David Wayne wishing you well. Good night.
This is Robert Goralski. Follow Gemini 8 astronaut David Scott's walk around the world starting next Tuesday on NBC Radio and Television.